The first person that we're going to be hearing from this evening is a very good friend of mine, and his name is Barry Martin. So would you give a huge round of applause to Barry?
Well, good evening. Okay, I'm just going to tell you a bit about why I'm here tonight. So, I was christened as a baby, and up until recently, I always thought that that was enough just to be christened. But now I realise that it wasn't enough. I need to make that commitment to God, and it needs to be my own decision. So that's why I'm here today. When I was young, I used to go to church on and off, like you do. Church parade and all those type of things. Really, really kind of loved it. Not. But, you know, I went. Didn't understand anything. I did that until I left school. And then I, like most teenagers and that, I found wine, women and song. And indulged quite heavily, unfortunately. Doing some things that very unchristian things and I'm not very proud of. I got married at 22. It wasn't based on love. And finished after about 3.5 years. After a couple of years, I met my second wife. We were married for about 14 years, but unfortunately we grew apart. We were quite comfortable off, had a nice company car, holidays here and there, all that type of thing. So it was quite pleasant. But I always felt there was something missing, something I couldn't quite put my finger on. And like a lot of people, I tried various things like binge drinking and a bit of wacky-backy here and there. But the more things I did, the bigger the hole became. It just, you know, it was just getting deeper and deeper. Then one morning, my daughter said to me, Alex, she said, Dad, can we go to church? And I thought, okay, it's only going to be a 2-3 week job, so yeah, we'd do that. So I said yes. Went to the church expecting a load of old people singing old hymns and what have you. But when I got there, I was pleasantly surprised. There was quite a few young people, and the songs were good, and I really enjoyed it, and they were so welcoming to me. And I think at that point, God really started to reel me in. The people there, they really helped me out. They helped me to find out who God really was. And a couple of the guys who are here tonight actually took me under their wing and really looked after me, which is really good, and I thank them for that. Went on various things like New Wine, which is a Christian week with my daughter and that, and we really enjoyed it and got a lot from that. But as Ali got older, the village church she went to didn't really have everything she needed. So she said, can we come to King's Arms? And at the time, I'd had a pretty bad year at work, recently separated from my wife. Finances were not particularly good at that stage. I'd really been busy doing things in the old church, and which was always very good, but it did take time. So I thought this is my opportunity to sit down in the congregation and just rest and not bother. But God had a different idea. He decided that wasn't going to happen. And soon, I soon found myself getting more and more excited about what's going on in this place. It's just wonderful. So I went on a couple of courses and went on a discovery course, which helped me to focus on where I was needing to go. Then I went, that led me on to the healing team course. I joined a great house group who really helped me out. Yeah, thank you. and I really started to go. Even though I'm struggling in a couple of areas still, God has really blessed me in so many ways. I'll just tell you a couple of examples. Firstly, in finance, the other week I was sitting in this room in the morning and I put the last little bit of money I had into the collection plate and said a little prayer at the time because I actually knew that I didn't have enough money to last me till the end of the month, at the end of December, and certainly not much to buy Christmas presents with. But last week I was pleasantly surprised when a tax rebate landed on me at Matt, so and that it was enough to actually pay for the rest of the bills for the month and buy some Christmas presents. So I'm really pleased about that. So thank you, Lord. That was really good. And secondly, and probably the best thing, is that he's blessed me with such good friends. I've just got so good friends. They listen to me, and believe you me, I can really go on a bit, so you could be here for a long time. They supported me in lots of other areas as well, with offers of holidays, concert tickets, and financial help. This year at New Wine, my tent decided that it had had enough, and basically was ripped, and I was thinking on how can I actually repair it this year, because I've repaired it so many times. And somebody came up to me and put a check in my hand and said, don't repair it, just throw it away. There's a check, buy a new one for next year. So, you know, it's just fantastic. And then there was another occasion when Ali phoned me up at work and said, Dad, have you done the garden the weekend? Silly question, I never do the garden. So I said, no, of course not. And she said, well, it's been done. I said, has it? That's strange. Anyway, I went home. And I looked up at the roof, and the roof had been repaired, and somebody had done my garden. That's, you know, just great friends. God has just provided me just great friends. So I'd like to thank all those people, and also I'd like to thank Jesus for doing that for me, for putting those people there, and to putting that check on my mat this last week. It's just fantastic. And I just thank him that, you know, I can be free now for all the things he's done on the cross. Okay. Thank you for listening.